My talk is called Anatomy Lesson. And after this discussion, it's a shame that David had to rush off, might have helped him a little bit. I give this to you as a present. I'm not sure how many people in this room actually watch porn or have watched it recently, but for those of us who do watch porn, you don't really sit there watching it. Sometimes you're ironing, sometimes you're cleaning your teeth. Sometimes, if you're doing phone sex, I'm not saying any of you have done phone sex, but sometimes if you are doing phone sex, some of you might be doing your nails or taking a bath or yelling at your kid. Okay. Anatomy lesson. An open letter to Sigmund. One. Dear Sigmund, it gives me great pleasure, untold pleasure, to be able to sit here today under your study, in your house, and breathe it all in. Totems, couches, swaths of red worn carpet, though we don't see it here, books, marble staircases, draping air and light. Everything here plays with and against your absent present voice, mind, cocaine nights, tiny curls of handwriting. Cigar smoke, all long gone, but still vibrant and alive. Two. I can hear you with your perfect manners saying, "It is a real pleasure, Johnny, to have you here." Whereupon I will have responded with equally perfect manners, "No, no, dear Sigmund, the pleasure is all mine. All mine, indeed mine alone." Three. This form of pleasure, this mine aloneness sort of pleasure, could be but a stale and impoverished marker, a stale and impoverished exchange of the real le petit monde. But with two super egos outstretched and dancing on the rim of pleasantries and non sequiturs, it might just be closer to a kind of masturbatory light, being with togetherness, our bodies, ourselves, notwithstanding. Four. Sigmund, my dear friend, this mine aloneness, masturbatory light pleasure chest of encounter creates, rather than a smash up of two identities crashing into, penetrating into, onto the same place in the same time, exploding in fire, brimstone, and blood. Apologies to Newtonian physics and all those who insist that two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time without turning into one big ugly orgasm, where one is dominating the other, or one big ugly car crash of concept and universality. Instead, creates, has created, does create, continues to create an opening in the best sense of the word, bridge. Though picture, rather than a bridge as such, unless you have a very interesting bridge in your head, picture a plane of imminent surface going out in all directions, thick with fissures, prospects, unlockings, unfastenings, intelligences, and if one checks the thesaurus, like I did the other night, for opening, lucky breaks. Five. Lovely Sigmund, I want us to grasp together this connection, this diffracted and entangled connection, itself forming one big, fat, huge, wide, supersized ego we bridge, a grand ego us, a surface whose very mine aloneness, masturbatory light pleasure chest of encounter, expresses, indeed informs, and informs a multidimensional sensuous now, an aliveness that in its aliveness is thick with erotic intellectual hunger, energy twist and decay, an erotic little death, manifold itself, this multiple dimensional ego, we self, us of encounter, a pluralized I, compulsive carnality to know, to grasp, to get it, and to be known, and to be grasped, and to be gotten. This odd, delectable, ecstatic cannibalism, caught in the rough and tumble of what we could quite reasonably call the mindfuck. A knowledge, wonderment, magnetism, a kind of exquisite method, which starts at the attraction itself, this equal, this something comes to the other and the equal attraction, this pluralized ego, multi-storied I, chin-ups and squats, with and amongst the purveyors of pleasure knowledge exchange, in a self-to-self, as Foucault might say, kind of way. This floating sac aux jouissances requiring no insides or out, no boundaries or in-betweens, only the attraction that makes it stick, sticky, wild, and alive. Masturbation light, a sorely underrated pleasure. 6. Sigmund, we both know that this mindfuck, whilst divine, is not enough. Picasso said it took a long time to become a child. Even that's not enough. I suppose what I want to say is this, that its exquisite method belies a something often buried in your work. And in some cases, and I say this with love, Sigmund, ignored or lost altogether, say when you speak of poor Dora, or Ratman, or Judge Schreiber, or that bloody child being beaten, or even something as basic as the Oedipal complex, or heaven forfend, its phallicless counterpart, the lovely Electra. Grab your cigar, my dearest friend, put on the fire in your comfy shoes, pull out the cocaine alongside your papers and pen, lean in, and listen. Listen to what we have to say. 7. You see, underpinning most of my life since I was a wee lass, when, for example, at the age of 5 or 6, I managed to ingest the entire second floor of the library's poetry section in less than a month, or managed the art of climbing trees not being seen so as to witness encounter the whatever that lay to hand, which, if truth be told, included watching the inanity of military troops marching up one way and down another, often watching, I might add, not from outlying trees, but from some neatly parked jet plane in some large unheated hangar with the scent of military police closing in on me, watching with one eye the troops, watching with another eye the movement of the guards approaching, looking, investigating, and figuring out with my third eye the super fabulous escape route, my exit. Another thrill, but I digress. All this mind-fucking taught me one basic thing, one very basic thing. No, 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 no. It did not teach me that I didn't have a cock. It did not teach me that I was cockless, that I was some kind of big gaping wound hole needing something to fill it, say, for example, a cigarette, a nipple, a dildo, attached, unattached, or otherwise, and for either hole, though example slices of pleasure using all those things could still be all mine. Nor did it teach me that I needed something to extrude from that sometimes blood-soaked hole. Moment of silent respect for periods, for which I seem to be the only person on the planet who has always loved, deeply loved, my monthly bleed, perhaps the vampire within me, perhaps just the possibility of drip, drip, dripping on public or semi-public carpeted or marble halls. No, it did not teach me that I needed any kind of plugging, unplugging, or extruding from that hole, including, for example, needing a very big and wild horse between my legs, or a very, very fast car, though I love those things. It taught me the pleasure of the fuck. mind or otherwise, in all its self-to-self kind of ways. I suppose Nietzsche's comment comes to the fore, paraphrased more or less as, one must learn to want, and in so wanting, know that you want. 8. So Sigmund, I hope you're still with me. For there are, in fact, two things still left unsaid, which need to be said. Right here, right now, in your lovely home. First, that I do not, and perhaps never did, have a problem with being female, female genitalia included. I love female genitalia. I'm a lesbian Amazon, for God's sakes. And don't even get me started on where this mouth or these fingers have been recently. My problem is not that I am female. My problem is the rest of the world's misogynist version of what it means to be female. That's my problem. Second, and here's I'm going to sound like a grumpy old feminist, drag artist, butch dyke, radical fairy, promiscuous hunger strike experiment gone slightly off-piste. Biology, shock, alert, and spoiler alert. Biology is not destiny, which does not mean it does not matter. It just means it doesn't matter like that. It is no more a dualist split, that disgusting Aristotelian stupidity that we keep returning to millennium after millennium, decade after decade, fuck after fuck, interesting fashion statements notwithstanding. Female is not the opposite of male, is not the superiority of male, is not its inferiority. Gender has fluids, surprise. Gender is fluid. Orientations have fluids, are fluid, which at least in my case, in the case of many other holes, big and small, smelly and not, enables a whole series of mine alone togetherness, solitary pleasures of the fuck. 9, which Sigmund, my dearest fellow traveler, is to say one last thing. We live in a world where blockchain derivatives and the buying, selling of futures, drone strikes, and the zero zones of time pervade the everyday. We live in a world where carpet bombing and refugee drowning are discussed, if at all, on page 7 after sports news, Brexit, and the latest idiotic tweet from an American president, a British Home Secretary, or a North Korean leader. We live in a world where nuclear underwater testing beaches droves of whales, dolphins, sea creatures, great and small. We live in a racist, Black Lives Matter, but the whites can't seem to get it world. If ever there was a time to refuel the proverbial tank, to want and to know that one wants, well, that time is now. This is not, of course it is not to suggest that we turn our worlds into a scene out of Cronenberg's Rabid. I'm not sure how many people have seen that, where everybody starts fucking in a pool in a small community. Though this might be more interesting than the current obsession with mass killing on an unfathomable scale, it is simply to suggest that we think in plural dimensions, in plural realities, in plural multiple singularities where hopelessness, wild gluttony, and mass destruction are not the only solutions on the horizon. One does not have to be sad to be a militant, as Michel Foucault always said. Dear Sigmund, read between the lines. With love, Johnny.